Here's Doug Armstrong. So congratulations on the deal. Thanks for joining us here with Millard, Shannon, and Stelic. Just curious, Fanuf gets his immigration done in a day. Why? Because Soshnikov's Russian? Is that why it takes a little bit longer?
Well, I think he was... were they already in the States when that trade happened?
Yes.
I think they might have been. I'm not really sure. Okay. I know just getting players in from even Canadian players into the States from Canadian teams when they're already there, it takes a little while to get all that immigration done.
Are you suggesting for us in the States illegally?
No. Well,
they are getting closer in the playoffs, so I might have to.
Play that card. So where does Soshnikov slide into your plans?
Well, we're going to bring him in, and we see him as a really good skating, high energy player, a good complementary player that Mike will find a spot for somewhere in the lineup. Obviously, he's been his season hasn't gone the way he had wanted with injuries, and we're just looking to get him comfortable into our group now and push down through the rest of the season and find out where he fits. I don't think there's any. Like it wasn't a grand plan to get this player. He fits in perfectly with this one or two players. We just want to get another good player into our group of 12.
Just curious, Doug, would you have talked to Tarasenko or Sobotka about Soshnikov just because of their Russian background? Would they know what they and get their opinions?
Well, I talked to different players about players at different times. I didn't really feel it was necessary on this one, but we try and use all our resources from our European scouts. We have a scout in Russia we asked to do the background information. Players are, they're certainly a valuable asset in some of this stuff, but I think most of the work is done prior to that. You're always nervous of talking to too many players because all of a sudden a phone call is made to that team and that ball seems to roll quickly and out of control.
Would you be more nervous talking to a player or talking to Shannon about that player and it getting out?
Don't answer that question.
I'll let you guys discuss that internally.
So we are assuming that... either you have better doctors in St. Louis or you're satisfied that Soshnikov is healthy, because obviously it's viewed as, what, a quirk in the CBA that he can play in the American Hockey League and have success on a conditioning stint then not be deemed healthy to play in the NHL? You're satisfied about his health?
Yeah, we're satisfied. We got the medical reports, and we felt that he'll be very close to when he gets his visa to be ready to step into play.
Which that's is 10 days. Is 10 days.
The visa cures his health. Wow.
The visa is another way to keep a guy on the injured reserve.
Visa cures a lot of ailments. Let me tell you that.
So in other words, hello, immigrations, and please, take your time.
Are you over the hump or the dip? If you want to go to the little bit of a fall in your performance, in your team's performance, do you think you've passed that?
Yeah, I think we're playing better. Obviously, the level, if you look at our schedule, our level of competition, we've got 10 or 11 games against our division, which is obviously very strong. We play Winnipeg a couple of times. We play Dallas. We play Nashville a couple of times. Our non-conference game was against Pittsburgh, so we're in a good part of our schedule. We're playing good hockey. It's a very competitive and even league right now, so really what we want to do is just try and hold serve. We got some big games coming up here before the deadline. I think probably 95 is going to be on the cusp of getting in. 97 gets you in for sure, and we're 13 over 500 now, so we know we have to play a little bit better hockey as we go down the stretch.
Well, I tell you what, you talk about the Pittsburgh game. Usually at 11 o'clock in the morning, you're going out for your morning skate. That day they were dropping the puck.
That was a quirk in the schedule. I thought was you understand it for television, but it wasn't the Johnny. It wasn't the 11 o'clock start. It was the games that led up to it. We played Thursday night at home. Had to go to Winnipeg Friday night, and that's a pain. You got to clear customs. You get in around 2. We got back to St. Louis at 2:30 on after the game Friday, and then you're up in the morning playing 11. And I don't think it was fair for the players. I know the league doesn't like having games like that. I thought it was a really an unfair start time for us with 3 and 3.5 days on national television. We wish we could have played a little bit fresher, but hey, that's the way it is.
The only bonus is that the game in Winnipeg, you guys played such a great game in Winnipeg. That might have been one of your best of the season.
Yeah, we backed that off a really good game, divisional game the night before against Colorado. That was, Winnipeg's, they've taken our lunch money for, it seemed like, 7 or 8 games. We didn't beat them at all last year. We beat them once this year prior, but they were the much better team the game. I think they had 44 shots, and we won the game, but they were the better team. That was the first time I think we've given them a really strong competitive game in a while, and it felt good because, as I said, they've been taking our lunch money for a while.
You let us know about that because we're very anti-bullying on this show. So they're going to be doing that to you.
Hold on. That's only when Doug's not here.
You're right. Okay. You're right.
I want to ask you about playoff-wise, that obviously playoff experience counts a lot, or usually does, and now you've got the team with the most, the Chicago Blackhawks, likely not going to be in. The LA Kings, maybe not going to be in from the West. The young, sexy, up-and-coming team, the Edmonton Oilers, not going to be in. So it's an interesting opportunity. I'm wondering how you quantify playoff experience, and what kind of asset and what you learn for your team.
Well, I think, the system is now built for teams to not to stay in forever and not to stay out forever. And I think that's what we're finding now. I think, I like playoff experience because that means you're making the playoffs. and everybody's happy in organizations when they make the playoffs. We've been fortunate to do it for a number of years in a row here. I think that that experience is much more meaningful in the third and fourth rounds than it probably is in the first and second rounds. I think, when you get deeper into the playoffs, this cream rises to the top. And I look at Chicago, they made some big trades over the last few years. They brought in Richards, they brought in Vermette. And, if they lose in the first or second round, those trades don't look as good. But all of a sudden, they get those experienced players to the third and fourth round, and then they shine in those rounds and they win championships. So, given your if it's A or B, A is experience, B is no experience, I think it always takes the experience. But I think it shows itself later on in the playoffs than earlier in the first or second round. I think those rounds are just more emotion, and I think everybody's ready to play. Not that you're not ready to play later on, but I think the experience helps you later on.
Speaking of trades, then do you expect to be busy by the 26th?
I think we're going to be active in hockey trades more than rental trades. I think it's actually going to be a really busy time, though. I think once sort of that first, we'll say marquee player, but higher name player goes, I think you'll see a flurry of activity. I think actually you guys might be, this might be the year it's good to work on that last day. I think there could be a lot of stuff on that last day once the market starts to show itself. And also the reality is if you're trading an unrestricted free agent at a time, you're going to get what you can get. And sometimes that might not come to the last second.
If there's no deals by 11 a.m. Eastern time again, you're coming on the air with us. I don't care what you're doing.
Hang in there. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. You got to give us something.
But hold on. When you talk about hockey trades versus rentals, are you suggesting then there'll be more trades made with guys with time on contracts?
I'm saying for our team.
Okay.
You asked me about what we're going to be doing. I said, I don't think we're, we traded for Jay Bouwmeester. We traded for Miller. I think our team is competitive. I don't think we're in that spot right now where we want to move one of our top prospects for a player for maybe 2 or 3 months.
Okay. Oh, okay.
If you had the choice, yes or no, would you like to talk goaltending, or would you like to pass
on this show?
Yeah, right now.
Now. Well, who's your starter?
Pass on that one.
you can't tell us who your starter is.
You gave me the
I did give you the option. I did give you the option, and you decided to pass. But we had Brodeur on yesterday. We were talking about Team Canada, and we gave him a pass too on that.
Why, what is this? What did we? Why is this show starting to be so nice?
Oh. Hey, does he miss? What about the Olympics? I mean, and guys,
you guys are anti-bullying.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Are you missing like the pros and cons, like not having to shut down for a couple of weeks, but then the pro of being involved in international hockey? So are you a little torn?
Yeah, well, whether you're involved or not, I think the Olympics are great. I've been able to work with teams, but I've also been able to be on the sidelines watching them. I think the theater is outstanding. I think everybody involved enjoys it. I'm hoping that moving forward they can find a way to get back in there. There's nothing, the World Cup is great, but the Olympics are the Olympics, and I understand it from an owner's perspective, and hopefully. I don't think it's just with the players and the owners. I think the IIHF and the Olympic Committee have to get on board if they want their best athletes there to give our owners a reason to want to participate in this.
Do you know who's going to start for your team in goal tonight against Dallas? I'm not talking big picture. I'm just talking one night.
I know it's one of the two.
Okay. So it's Carter or Jake. Thanks. Hey, Doug, always a pleasure.
And you know what, guys? I tell you if I knew. I'm in Plymouth right now.
The under-18.
I don't even know who's starting yet.
Again, 11 a.m. on February 26th. If there's no trades by 11 a.m. Eastern, you're going to come on and you're just going to give us a little pick-me-up.
Okay, pencil me in.
Okay, good. Thanks, Doug.
Pencil's a preoperative word.
Yeah, pencil, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for doing this. Always a pleasure.
You guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet.